So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak had stated, Zeh haklal hoyi b'mikdash. Kala mesach es raglov toin tvila. Kala matal mayim toin kiddush adayim reglayim. As a general rule, after a bowel movement, the kohen must immerse himself in the mikveh, and after urinating, he must wash his hands and feet from the kir. The Gemara explains the need for kiddush adayim reglayim is because mitzvah l'shavshif. One must wipe off any droplets from his feet. The Gemara cites two more rulings. Amar Papa, tzoya b'mkoyma osa likris krishma. If one has some tzoya left in its area, even though it's covered by his clothes, he may not recite krishma. B'tzoya al besaroi, Rav Huna amar muta likris krishma, Rav Chisda amar osa likris krishma. If he has tzoya on another part of his body, and it's covered by his clothes, Rav Huna says that he may recite krishma, because he learns from the pasuk kol haneshama tahalka, that only one's mouth and nasal passages, which perform the actual praises of Hashem, must be clean when davening. Rav Chisda forbids him from reciting krishma because he learned from the pasuk kol atzmoisei tamarna, that all parts of the body are included in the praise of Hashem. The next mishnah begins, Ein odem nichnas la'azar la'avoida afila tahar ad sheyitvo. Everyone who enters the azar must immerse himself in the mikvah. Chomes tevilas va'asar kedushin tevel kohen gadol mekadosh bo b'yom. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol immerses himself in the mikvah 5 times, once each time he changes his clothing, and performs Kiddush Adayim Reglayim twice each time he changes his clothing, for a total of 10 times on Yom Kippur. The Kulam b'Kodesh al Beis HaParva, chutz mizul b'vad. All immersions took place in the mikvah that was located atop the Lishkas Beis HaParva, which was inside the Azar, with the exception of the first immersion of the day, which took place in the mikvah atop the Shar HaMayim, which was not inside the Azar. Rashi explains that only the later tefillahs must be in the Azara because they were part of Avodas Yom Kippurim, where it says, V'rachatzes pesor b'mayim b'makom kadosh, v'lovashes begadav. Whereas the first tefillah is not part of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Also, he cannot even enter the Azara before the first tefillah. The Mishnah concludes, Parsus sadin shel butz beinoy lebeina'am. They would spread out a linen sheet for privacy. The Gemara questions the source for immersing in the mikvah before coming into the Azara. Sholas ben Zayma, tvilu zu lama. Ben Zayma answers that this tvila is midei raisa, based on the Kal v'chomer. Umaha meshana mikodesh lekodesh, umimakam sha'onish karas lamakam sha'onish karas. Ton tvila. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur requires tvila when switching from avodas chutz in the azar to avodas penim in the kodesh hakodeshim, even though both are holy places. Hameshana mikoy lekodesh umimakam sha'ein onish karas lamakam sha'onish karas in the din shaton tvila. Certainly a regular kohen or yisrael requires tefillah when coming from a non-holy place to a holy place. Rabbi Huda Omer, srach tefillah hizu, kedei sheyizkor tama yishana shebiyadoi beyifrish. Rabbi Huda says that this tefillah is only midrabanan, to encourage the person to jog his memory and recall if he has some old tama from which he was not purified, and he would then refrain from mistakenly coming into the Beis HaMikdash in an impure state. But my kamifugi, B'choyle avoyde komifugi. L'ben zayma mochel avoyde, Rabbi Huda loy mochel avoyde. The Gemara initially thought that the practical application of this machlekes was, if the avoyde was performed without this tefillah, whether or not it would be rendered invalid. According to ben zayma, since it is midday rice, so the avoyde is possible. According to Rabbi Huda, since it's only midrabanan, the avoyde is not possible. However, we clearly learned in the b'raisa, Kohen gadol shloy tavo v'lekiddush, bein beged lebeged u bein avoyde l'avoyde, Avodasik Shera. If a Kohen Gadol did not do tefillah or perform Kiddush Adayim Reglayim between the Avodas of Yom Kippur, the Avodah is still kosher. Since the tefillah of every morning is derived from Yom Kippur, it must also be Avodasik Shera. Ella, lemekim ba'asei kamifugi, lebenzeim koi ba'asei, Rabbi Huda loy koi ba'asei. Therefore, we must say that the practical application is, according to Benzema, since it's midday raisa and learned from the Kohen Gadol, it's a positive commandment. According to Rabbi Huda, since Zom Drabbanan, if one did not tevil, he did not transgress a mitzvah zaseh. However, regarding the first Kiddush Adayim Reglayim, the Braisa rules, Echad Kohen Gadol, Ve'echad Kohen Hedyot, Shloi Kiddush Yodav Raglav Shachris, Ve'ovir Avodasai Psula. If any kohen does not wash his hands and feet from the kir first thing in the morning, any subsequent avodah that he performs is invalid. The Gemara now brings a braisa about a metzaira to further clarify the opinion of Rabbi Huda. At the end of his purification process, a metzaira brings 3 karbanos on the 8th day. Some of the blood of the karban asham is placed on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe, which must be in the Azara at the time that the Kohen applies the blood. For this purpose, he stands in Shar Nikonar. While all the other gates of the Azara have the status of the Azara and the Tameh may not enter, Shar Nikonar was not Niskavish. The Chachamah arranged this so that a Mitzara can stand there and put his head, right hand, and right foot into the Azara. The Braisa states, Mitzara Tevil Va'imid B'Shar Nikonar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Tzarach Tevila, Shekvar Tevil Mebe'erev. The Tanakhama says that the Mitzara requires Tevila like all others who enter the Azara. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does not require Tevila because he had immersed on the seventh day and there is no Chashash Tumi Yishana, which is the whole reason for the Tevila according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, according to one teretz of the Gemara later, the tefillah of the seventh day suffices only the tavel al das bias mikdash. If on the seventh day he also had in mind for the purpose of his entering the Azara the next day, but the loy tavel al das bias mikdash, if he did not have in mind for entering the Azara, it would not suffice, and it would have to be tavel on the eighth day. As far as the reasoning of the Tanakhama, the Gemara later concludes that the Tanakhama also holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the tefillah is only midrash banan, but since the Mitzrayim has been Tameh for quite some time, he's not that careful, and we must be concerned that he might have become Tameh after the Tefillah on the seventh day. Rav Yosef adds 2 points. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tefillah before entering the Azara is only with Rabbanan, and as Rashi adds, it's only to remind him of a Tumah Yeshana, nevertheless, a Chatzitza would invalidate the Tefillah based on the principle of called the Takan Rabbanan, Kein D'Oraisa Takan. All Takanas Rabbanan were instituted in similar form to the Daraisa. Biyah b'mikdash shma biyah. This tefillah is required even if one who only enters partially into the Azara, as we learned in the Braisa earlier, Mitzara tevil va'imid b'shar nikonar. The Mitzara must tevil before he can put his ear, hand, and foot into the Azara.